Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 458. We're going to talk about the nature of love and building a true love between a husband and a wife. Hashem instilled in the very nature of marriage a powerful inclination of love. There's a connection already built in. Husband and wife are essentially one. They can naturally attain that feeling of oneness. As it says, Zaisapam. Etzem atzamai bosam ribsari, bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. So the question again is, if it's inborn, it's built into nature, then why do we need to work so hard? Why do we need to invest time and effort to attain it? Why doesn't it happen on its own? And it's quite obvious in many cases, you look around in marriages where there's more tension than love. So if the connection is natural, so shouldn't the marriages work automatically, very naturally? And the answer is that Hashem did implant love within nature so that with the right action and efforts, a couple has the opportunity to achieve genuine love. It's similar to the whole debate between Akiva and the Roman Rosh Turnus Rufus, where he basically said, what does Hashem desire more, the Erla or the Mila? And Akiva said the Mila, so why wasn't he born that way? And more or less, the answer is that Hashem created things imperfectly, meaning in its dormant state. It's perfect in its own way, but it's designed that one should achieve through efforts to bring it out in potential. So Hashem places the potential there, and he wants man to complete it. He wants a husband and a wife to complete the love. So just like by Mila, Hashem creates a person with the Erla, and the Mila is removed by a person through the mitzvah of Mila. The same thing over here. The love is inborn. Hashem placed it there. But Hashem says in order for you to bring it out, you need to work, and then it'll come out naturally. It'll come out. It's not a magical element. It's an outgrowth of the work and effort that's put in. It's exactly the way it is, paralleling to the Ahavas Hashem. Hashem implanted in every Jewish neshama spiritual powers that we could use to our advantage, to avodas Hashem, to be close to Hashem. And the Tanya Perek Yud Ches brings down the term Ahava Mesuteres, hidden love, hidden love. That basically, he says, that is karav eilecha adava ma'id, the ahava and yira is in his heart, ma'umka deliba, in the depths of his heart, the emes lamitai in absolute truth, betchilu rachimu, with awe of Hashem and fear of Hashem, shu ahava mesuteres shebalev klolos Yisrael, shu Yerushalayim aviseinu. It's an inheritance. So Hashem placed it in us, but now our work is to awaken that inner gem so that we feel that closest to Hashem. And without having the hidden love, this true connection to Hashem wouldn't be possible. So Hashem placed it in us. It is in our reach. However, it is not a magical power. It is something that Hashem says, you put in the work, and I'll allow it to come out, and it will come out. Same thing, love for parents, of parents for children. It's not only a natural instinct, but if someone has a child, and they don't know that child, they may not feel the connection. And even if they know the child and they don't have physical interaction with them, the feelings will not be as strong. The same holds true with a love of between a husband and a wife. Hashem implanted us a hidden power of love, but it's our job to awaken it. It's our job to feed it. And we need to invest our part to bring our thoughts and feelings and actions towards that love. And then the love comes from its hidden place within us and comes out. In other words, the actual ahava that's implanted in us is actually eina tluya bedavar. You could say that part of it is not so because an isha is an ezer and the isha gets benefits from the husband. That could be. But in the deepest sense, you could reach the lishma. one could actually get to a point where they actually feel that strong love that is intrinsic, that is not defined by anything other than their the souls connecting with one another as one. Now, marriage counselors, this is Rabbi Aaron Cohn, who wrote Matayv O'Elecha, I'm assuming he's a marriage counselor, because he says that him and other marriage counselors testify when couples come to them, ultimately they see that there is a natural love. Sometimes it's buried, it needs to be developed, but it's very clear. Marriage counselors see this all the time, where they have a love, a natural love within them. Women are more likely to be emotionally aware of this than generally more connected to their feelings. Kalas have generally strong feelings about their future husband right at the start, thinks about it a lot. And her love grows, and she puts her heart and soul into everything she does. She puts her heart and soul into meals. The meals is not just meals. It's her way of showing how much she feels for her husband and loves her husband and wants to care for her husband. Men, especially in the yeshiva world, it's somewhat different because we're sheltered in that environment. Those feelings of intimacy and love don't come naturally to men as much as to women. Generally speaking, men do not connect that quickly with their feelings. And he may view his wife as a friendly business partner, a mensch, but he may not recognize in the initial part of marriage, when he first goes into it, that her feelings are really deep with interactions. He may not grasp it. And as the wife, everything she prepares is she's laying out her emotions and she's giving of herself. That's what she feels. He may not sense it. He may not perceive it. And therefore, because he doesn't perceive it, he may not show that affection. He'll be pleasant, thank you, and smile, but he won't show any major affection. And the wife sees that her husband's not connecting in a deeper way. She becomes disappointed. She becomes disillusioned. And then at some point, if she, you know, she senses he doesn't accept her feelings and she feels less love for him, and her actions then become more robotic, less passion, less feeling, making her life harder because she's not interested anymore, and it leads to many, many misunderstandings. And he says here, and we've repeated it many, many times, that if a chassan were better prepared before he got married, all of these things could be avoided, completely avoided. That's why marriage instruction in the responsible way can make a huge difference. It can make him aware of his own feelings and what he may expect of his wife's feelings. When he's totally aware of that, it'll make him understand that a happy marriage is achieved by building a loving relationship. And even though he's a male, and he's a man, and he has masculine qualities, but he needs to develop that loving aspect of himself in order to give to his wife and to receive as well. It's healthy for him. So that is, chassan and kala need to learn this. Some people have trouble giving love. Frankly, some people have trouble receiving love. And you need both. A chassan should understand that he will have a wife that will care for him, be devoted to him, genuinely love him, and he needs to do the same for her, care for her, devoted to her, genuinely love her. And if the chassan is taught all this, internalizes it, then the couple's life will head in a better direction. He'll feel more emotionally connected to her. He'll begin to notice things that she does, even in the routine things that she does. The preparing of breakfast, or the preparing of a Shabbos meal, or taking care of his things. And he will feel comfortable when he recognizes this, to make himself more vulnerable and express his feelings for her, and they'll grow closer and closer as a result. So this happens in many cases. In some cases, this is an example where the Kala is looking forward and the man needs to be trained, the chassan, In some cases, the Kala is unexcited about her chasen for whatever reason it may be in the beginning. Every situation is different. But the bottom line is with the right understanding, with the right attitude, with understanding what marriage is about, with the proper skills and preparation, of course, siyata d'shmaya and davening as well, of course, then almost nearly every marriage will have the potential to be a happy one. And even if you are already married for a while and you're not connected to your spouse as much, don't blame anyone. Focus on the future. That is a big key anytime one wants to improve their lives. Not to be past-oriented, but to be future-oriented. You can change your marriage. Only you. Not your parents. Not your spouse. Not your counselor. Not your mentor. They could give you tips. They could give you chizik. They could give you information. But only you could bring the actual change. And it's never too late. It's never too late. The power is in your hands. You could transform your marriage into a very happy one, into a successful one. You could start clean. You could start from a blank new page. That's the Yesod of Rabbeinu Yoina, Yesod HaTshuva, that you just start from scratch. You start from the beginning. We're starting a Shana Rishayna. We had a campaign a little while back to have your first year Shana Rishayna, even if you're married many years. Start from scratch as of today. As of today, we're going to work towards attuning our emotions to each other. We're going to start appreciating each other more. We're going to connect with each other more. We're going to express our emotions more openly and freely. And of course, it's better to have it as a two-way street. But you don't have to wait for your husband or wife to approve the move. You start the new path now on your own. And kamayim panim al panim, it'll shine back. Now, it's harder in a way later in life, because life is more hectic. The work, children in the house. But nevertheless, if this is a priority, you make it an investment to connect with your wife, to connect with your husband despite the hecticness, then don't make it like a last point of a to-do list. It's number one in your to-do list to get done, above all other priorities. And that is a very, very important yesod. Rabbi Zviel Tauber has a sefer, Pirkei Machshava, Beis Yehudi. He says, Gamisha Icheres Hashana Rishayna, someone delayed Shana Rishayna, Loi Ovat Sivra Vele Batel Sichuyav, his hope is not lost. He could always start, Tomim Nitala Haskel Hashana Rishayna, he could always start Shana Rishayna. And he says, he recognizes and he knows of couples that prepared, they practiced a Shana Rishayna after 15 years of marriage, and after 20 years of marriage, they took the time and the boundaries of others, meaning, you know, cutting other obligations to focus on each other, and they made strong foundations to their marriage upcoming forward. And it could be harder when it's more hectic and there's a lot of responsibilities, but the couples that are dedicated to this and are successful and do their best to overcome these difficulties, they renew their marriage with a tremendous amount of atzlacha. And after many years of marriage, that the rest of their life could be a very, very beautiful life with your husband, with your wife. So this is a campaign, a realization that we all need to learn these skills. I said this many, many times. I've been in volunteer work, learning a lot about Shalom Bayis for the last 12, 13 years. Started giving the shiurim a little over 2 years ago. I learned a lot. I did not know a lot of this, of what I learned here and giving over. I did not know. And I wish I would have known. And that's it's a big regret in my life. Not that it's min hashamayim, but I think many of you listening may have had these regrets as well. I got some anonymous WhatsApp messages and emails saying that they wish they would have known a lot of these things. Where was this material 15 years ago, 20 years ago? And again, it's all common sense. It's all out there. It's a matter of also emphasis of what's your priority. You know, just like the Mesil Shisharim writes in the beginning that, you know, there's no real chedushim here, although there is, if you look between the lines, there's tremendous insights in chedushim, but a lot of the concepts are basic on the surface level. You say, hey, I know this already. And same thing with marriage. We know it already, a lot of it, but we need to reiterate it again and again, internalize it again and again, internalize it till it becomes part of our blood, part of our thinking, part of our emotions, to actually be a better husband and a better wife, and to connect emotionally and connect physically and connect spiritually. Bracha and Hatzlacha.